What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is this gonna cause an argument?
My name is Angel. Laquita Tanksley. I got 4 kids. He like the spank bag. He is my husband. Never a husband. Be with him forever. Together. He in my blanket.
All right, y'all. I'm the other host. This is gonna cause an argument. Blanket. Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, aka over here, sick ridden with stomach flu.
Stomach.
Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we've been doing for, 20 years. Podcast we've been doing for 10 years.
BS.
Yes. We're doing it at the house right now. We've been talking to our family, not just the ones that you see right here on camera, but the ones right here on this Patreon. We've been sitting here chit-chatting with them. We wasn't going to do it, but we decided to go on and tough through it because we ain't, neither one of us is feeling 100%.
Oh, yeah. But then all of a sudden, God put his hand on me. Hey, arable, Cynthia. He said, I got you, sis. And so I am going to burp a lot. About to burp right now. But
if you want to be a part of that Patreon, all you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month. Get in on all the conversations and the goodness and them trying to talk us out of doing this podcast tonight. What's this long, random gray hair I got? Anyway, how you feeling?
Well, I was feeling like poop, and now I feel normal, which is insane.
Believe it, Mo. We doing it.
Which is insane. I got my nails done today. And even though I don't like when this is the nude color they put, you see the nude color, the color supposed to look like my nail color?
Yeah, is it white people nude?
I think so. Yeah, even though I thought our nail beds all looked the same. Like, show me your nail bed. Put your nail bed beside mine. I mean, I guess it's kind of close. Looked up a little bit.
What do you mean? Look up?
Let me see. I guess it's close. I don't know. There's something like grayish about it. Something I don't know. I don't know. But we got some sponsors today, too, that I can't wait to tell y'all about. One is new. It's called First Day. The other one is BetterHelp, our good old trusty and faithful BetterHelp. I'll tell you more about them later on the podcast. And if y'all are not watching, but you're listening, you can talk. My baby is joining us. One of my babies, because my baby is always with me. But one of my other babies is here, Mar. And then the other big baby, he stopped to look to be like, oh, she about to say my name. Let me tell you, I got some spoiled young men in this house. Including this older young man beside me.
Young and spry.
You are spry, baby. You're very spry. How are you feeling? What's been going on for the people who are not in our Patreon?
Oh,
what's been
happening? Y'all ain't heard none of this. Woke up about 4:30 this morning with a really bad stomach ache. And that just transpired and a bunch of other stuff. So, yeah, I got the stomach flu. Started off with this one over here, if you're watching.
Tell them who this one is.
I'm about to tell them. It's Amar, our youngest. Sunday morning, he woke up really sick and regurgitating a bunch of stuff and sitting on the toilet and everything else with the Hershey squirts.
There was throw up all across our toilet.
He was so bad. He had no aim when it comes to that throwing up. Lord Jesus.
It's everywhere.
It was literally, it's like it was in a bucket and somebody just walked in and threw it at the toilet.
He said his stomach kept hurting and not hurting, huh?
Yeah. So that was him on Sunday morning. So this morning at 4 a.m., it was me. Went all day Sunday, Monday, felt fine. This morning, stomach ache, then that went to cold chills and body aches. That's when I couldn't warm up, that's when I knew. I was like, oh, this is a stomach flu. And not just like, well, could it be still food poisoning too? But
it's not food poisoning.
Yeah, stomach flu. That's what I've been dealing with all day. I'm trying to stay hydrated. My mouth is dry. My body ain't liking water right now, but I've been sipping
on
water to try not to get dehydrated.
I feel perfectly fine.
Currently.
I feel perfectly fine.
We sat here for about 30 minutes. And
hush. Don't you speak it on me.
The family was trying to talk her out of doing this.
I feel perfectly fine. And she
suddenly got a boost in energy. So that's why we're here.
I feel perfectly fine. I feel healed. I feel perfectly fine. This reminds me, my mother.
It's not your fault.
Who has been like having a lot of mucus in the back of her throat where she's talking and you can hear like the mucus that she needs. Then she's got it right cleared out. She did it enough times that I said, what's going on with you? I said, are you getting sick or do you have allergies? She said, well, I don't believe in allergies. So you can go with what you want.
I laughed so hard when she said
that. But it ain't no, because I don't believe in those. I said, what?
That's hilarious. What? You know, I don't believe in high cholesterol. That's just not a thing. It's going to happen to you regardless. Mr. Officer, I don't believe in speeding tickets.
I was like, it's not. She said, what's funny is her drawing a line with allergies. But then she said, you know, I haven't taken, they gave me some antibiotics. I haven't taken those yet. You believe in antibiotics?
Yeah.
But not allergies? Or maybe she just doesn't believe that they would attack her.
Some fruit.
I got it. I get it. You know? But that's Dorothy. So, what?
Oh, nothing. I was trying to see what you was going to jump to.
I was about to give y'all a little in my feelings because that is our oldest segment here on this podcast that we've been doing for 10 years. But before I jump into in my feelings, y'all know we're going on tour.
Be going on this tour.
That was a really frustrating thing today because I planned on us practicing the tour.
Yeah,
all
we were
day.
supposed to fine tune that thing today.
Shit, we ain't at fine tune yet. We still got to.
No,
run
that's
it.
Why I'm saying how much we was gonna do today.
No, but baby's sick, the big baby's sick, so we didn't run it. But we'll be on tour June 1st in Chicago, June 3rd in Atlanta. June 5th, in Los Angeles, June 23rd in Philadelphia, and June 24th in Washington, D.C. Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. Thank you so much to our Patreon, Shay Shiggity Samantha, who has put all the information. If you are watching with us live, what are you trying to do? Pin it?
Mm-hmm.
She can pin it on her hand, babe.
You're right.
Anywho, anyway, anyhow. In my feelings. This end of the year, like end of the school year, I feel like me personally, I have so many loose ends that are driving me batty that I can't even think straight. Like,
did you order food?
I honestly feel like I'm running every which way. I have so many things. Okay. I have so many things that I would like to get done. Okay. That I need to get done because they're responsibilities of mine. But it just feels like it's one thing after another, after another, after another. And then planning this tour, getting, person was coming on kind of as our stage manager. I booked him the wrong flight 3 times. I finally had to put it down, walk away. Speaking of flights.
Y'all.
So expensive. It's ridiculous. I'm like, how are we supposed to make any money? I'm so sorry. This is going to be such a disgusting sounding podcast. I'm
sorry.
You going to edit it out?
I'm going to try to.
Oh, my God. It's just got me feeling all types of ways. Why is that funny to you?
If you heard that, if you was walking outside at night and heard that off in some bushes.
It's an animal coming to eat me. That's what it is. What's got you feeling some type of way?
I just told you.
What?
This stomach flu.
The stomach bug.
Yeah, this is awful.
Is it bad?
Can't work out right now. And what's even worse is I could see if I was like going to the bathroom a lot. I'm not. Because if I was, I'm like, well, at least I'm, you know, trimming down a little bit. Nah.
Won't you just I'm over here bloated. Toilet. Sit on the toilet.
I've been sitting on the toilet. My cheeks hurt.
Maybe
you know I ain't got a lot of meat back there.
Yeah, you do. Maybe if you use my squatty potty.
I ain't know. I don't need that.
That's helpful.
All right, but I don't need it.
You might actually.
Ain't nothing else in me to come out. It all liquefied and drained this morning.
Oh, it did. It came out
it
of your boo boo.
Before I ate the soup.
It came out of your boo boo. I'm sorry. And your baby boo boo.
Yeah, ain't nothing else in there.
Okay. Quick question.
What?
Marcus, do you actually know if you're getting all the nutrients you need?
I could probably do better. I wish I had something to help me do better.
But do you know if you are? The question is, do you know?
No, I do not.
Okay. Listen, things like low energy, mood swings, or just running or feeling like you're running down. A lot of that can come from not getting the right nutrients consistently. Okay. But listen, this is what led us to First Day. Okay. We love it because let me tell you, there's no sugars added, no artificial dyes, nothing unnecessary. They're super transparent about ingredients. Everything is tested for 200 plus toxins and has the Clean Label Purity Award. They don't do one size fits all. They actually make different formulas for toddlers, teens, kids, and adults. Okay, so it's tailored to every stage in life. Also, it takes the guesswork out of it, right? And so you're not second guessing every day. It's just two gummies a day, and it's easy to stay consistent, which honestly makes a huge difference. Over a million families use First Day. They also have a 45-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time only, our listeners are getting an insane deal. Use code ARGUE to get up to 57% off at firstday.com. That's up to 57% off and a free gift with code ARGUE at firstday.com. And after you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Thank you, First Day.
Thank you, First Day.
Listen, I can't wait to hear what's got you feeling good, babe.
Well, why don't you go first?
What's got me feeling great is that I just signed a contract for my return to stand-up. So I'll be able to tell my Patreon here soon what I'm going to be doing. But I'll be returning to stand up in the middle of the summer. And I'm coming out with a lot of material. So that's exciting. Nerve-wracking. I've been out of the saddle for a long time. I know I can still write jokes, but it's just been a minute. I mean, I write jokes naturally in life, but like formulating a set, I ain't done that in a long time.
It's on the way.
So super excited about that. Can't wait till I can put my brain over there and focus on that too. Can't really do that until I know our show is locked in. The set, I got to come up, Javi, I got to come up with about 45 minutes in 2 months. I can do it though.
Yeah, you got that.
I can do it. We've done it before. Ow. What's got you feeling good?
What's got me feeling good is the tour, be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
As nerve-wracking as it is, your hair is all up in the view. Nerve-wracking as it is with these ticket sales, the ticket sales that are going well are going well. The ones that aren't are going horrible. But I am excited to get out there and see y'all and meet y'all and have a good time on this tour. And I'm hoping this will, hoping that they, we, the tour goes well enough to where it will inspire other things in me. But yeah, that's what's got me feeling good.
Do you feel like the rocket ship is getting a piece put on it?
I wouldn't say getting a piece put on it, but I feel like we in the, we at the table. I'll put it that way.
Damn. Us doing a tour, we ain't even got a piece of the rocket ship?
Yeah, the rocket ship is longevity. You know, we got to take off and live in that thing.
Well, you got to tell me that, that's what the rocket ship is. You ain't never told me that's what it was, okay, as a metaphor.
A rocket ship ain't a season.
I didn't say it was a season. But most rocket ships also ain't used but for a season.
Okay, we're not using it for no season. That's not the...
You needed to explain the metaphor. For those of y'all who don't know, we were having a conversation on this podcast up towards the beginning of the year, or maybe
at the
end of last year. Marcus was like, he feels like we should be building a rocket ship together. Okay? So the tour, I thought, was a part of the rocket ship, you know, outside of our company that we run together. I thought the tour.
Yes.
Was
the
a
rocket ship is taking us to the space station.
Oh, nigga, goddamn.
Yeah.
What's the space station? What's that?
That means you rocket up out of here and you live in the clouds. You live above the clouds, in the stars.
I really thought that the tour was a part of the rocket ship. So I'm out. I'm out of the analogy now, because I really was like, all right, we got a wing on. Okay. Fantastic. That's what I thought.
Okay.
You're telling me I just clocked in to work.
Yeah. Okay, all right, here we go. Tour. You got the one show. We're going to fine tune that thing.
Oh, my God. Anyhow, y'all hear those helicopters? I don't know if y'all can hear them. They're dropping off water to the fires.
Water and fire retardant and everything else, hopefully.
Oh. Okay, don't smell sour yet, but it do smell like what I ate. Sorry, I don't know why I'm telling y'all that. Y'all can hear me. I was telling him.
Go ahead. What was you going to say?
Now, what I was going to say was, we have been, have you been watching the prom send-offs? Have you been seeing them? Has Instagram been serving you prom send-offs?
Nah.
Oh.
I know they do ridiculous stuff out here, though.
It's not out here.
Oh, where is it at?
It's where Black people are, but it's not out here. I'm talking about people putting whole sets in front of their house. You can't even see the house.
Yeah, I asked Angel, because like we old school, considered to be old school. And I was like, if these girls, like, you know, now they do the whole promposal thing where they make this either a poster or present this big thing to ask the girl. I said, what they expect when they get married? Like, how do you go from an angel's like, these 99 of these girls getting married?
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that?
No.
Oh, maybe I thought it. But I'm like, where do you go from there?
That I just made a video about it. Let me see if I can show you some of these promposals. I mean, Jesus, I keep saying promposals. Some of these send-offs that have been just ridiculous. Of course, my Instagram just be loading so goddamn going slow. I'm talking about, oh, these are the prom looks. Also, that's the other thing.
Yeah, that's outrageous. It looks like she's about to get married.
So here's one from the shade room. This beautiful white gown. It is giving wedding. I meant to make sure I had a picture ready of my prom. Do you have any pictures?
Yeah.
You have them or your mama has them?
I might have some here.
Princess Tiana. So this is
that's
type
a
of
thing.
Stuff.
That's cool. I mean, it's big. But
it's
that's
big,
cool.
Yes. This is the type of stuff that you see in New Orleans, Atlanta, Miami. And I high key feel like they're calling my mama broke. Okay, here we go. Is this it? Look at this prom send-off. There is, it's a teal and purple theme. There was a teal Range Rover. There's enough balloons to like.
First of all, they got a drum shot.
Yes. And then she's got this cute little showing her old self what her new self is going to look like. So they didn't did a whole feature film. There are, now one of these people did fireworks.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find. Oh, yeah. Sparklers. Fireworks.
Like you said in your post, like, what you going to do for graduation?
That's what I'm like, if you got it, flaunt it, boy, I know you want it, right? But what exactly, look at this one, where the baby has, look at that. That looks like my wedding did not look this nice. What is that? What type of car is that?
Rolls Royce.
A Rolls Royce Phantom. What vehicle did you take to prom?
My prom, you want me to name them off?
Yeah.
It was usually my first prom, well, the second one I came in was one. I went to six, y'all. One of them, my parents would always just rent me something. So one was a Dodge Intrepid. Yeah. Went there, right up there, that good old Hertz or National. Or Enterprise got me a Dodge Intrepid. They was new at the time, so it was dope. Every other prom after that, it was always a Lincoln or a Continental. I shoot, it's the same thing. A Lincoln Town Car or a Cadillac.
Listen, you did what I did.
No, I didn't. I said the same car twice.
Right.
You said Cadillac. You said Lincoln Escalade. Damn it, Angel.
I'm sorry.
Take it that way.
What happened?
Yeah, six, y'all. It was always a Cadillac or a town car. And then my senior prom, I think I just drove my mom's truck. But by the time I hit my senior prom, wasn't even nobody at the house. Take no pictures with me. I've been to so many. But yeah, I was always just renting something from wherever.
Horse and carriage. That you never had no horse and carriage situation?
No.
Or rented people to do serving or a quartet? Not a quartet playing?
No, we took pictures leaving the house. I would go either get the date and take pictures with her family and or go back to my house, take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
We would go get something to eat. We'll pull up to the prom, floss whatever car you're driving, let your date out, go park, go into the prom.
Oh, this is the other one. Their house in general is huge. I wonder how much money these people are spending for the prom send-off. Because the kid leaves, okay?
And these kids better have 5.0s.
Oh.
Grade point
averages. It is what it is. I mean, for these prom send-offs, like, is the party then for the adults afterwards?
That's what,
look at this. Look at this. Look at this movie set. They put that in front of their house. Look, babe.
I see it, babe.
I don't.
At this point, I think it's the parents. This is our generation doing this for these kids.
And listen, you know, I love a good celebration. I can't talk. I put together a whole cotillion for my child.
Yeah, but that raised
scholarship money. However, they leave is also the part. They gone. So if nobody is there.
Yeah, I mean, and on top of that, I was talking about taking pictures with the family. when you come take pictures with my family, me all the way from my brother going to prom, my sister, to me, you taking pictures of my family, they don't give a damn about no prom. They just know you going. So you showing up, it's people, my uncles and my cousins, they been cutting grass all day. They've been changing oil. Everybody out there in a bucket hats with fishing hooks on them and overalls. Everybody been sweating all day. They don't give a damn. They, oh, yeah, let me go on and get a picture with y'all. That's the type of pictures we took. All of them out there, smiling all big, sun bouncing out their greasy ass faces that's dirty from the sun because they've been outside all day.
This is, it makes me think of my cousin. So my cousin's daughter, so actually my first cousin's daughter has a daughter. Her daughter is the same age as Marcus. She might actually be.
See, by the old standards, that's your third cousin. But apparently, that's your first cousin, second, two, three times removed or something.
First cousin, twice removed.
Whatever, that's your third cousin. Go ahead.
First cousin, twice removed. So she did a prom send off. And so I got to hers. I think hers was the day after little Marcus's, or either she just didn't post it until the day after. She's in Baltimore. And she does, like, party decorations and stuff. So, she had the balloons and stuff. Her daughter was in this, like, blue gown. And, you know, it's Baltimore. So, the gown is going to be, like, you already know it didn't get bought in no regular store. And a rapper performed. And, like, she came in on the blue carpet after the wrap-up. And my cousin's daughter, who is also my cousin, is like making sure the dress is laid out. Like she looked like what you say, like everybody else looked like how you say they do in Kentucky. Cause she was down there, baby, getting that dress together, making sure she had on a t-shirt. I think her hair was in a loose ponytail, just trying to make sure everything looked right. And I was like, we literally went outside in front of our house and took some photos.
You took photos with somebody that had on some Nike cross trainers from 1983 that they've been wearing to cut grass every season since.
I had on a muumuu with no bra and flip-flops.
Only reason I put on shoes is because
I had to drive them over.
I had on flip-flops.
I tell you what.
I've been cleaning up dog shit that right before he got ready. I had to go on the side of the hill, clean up Castle's poop.
And that, I do feel like, is good parenting.
Yeah.
Just say, all right, y'all get on over here. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And a reminder that whatever you're going through, listen, you don't have to do it alone. You can find someone through BetterHelp to help you through those times. Life is a journey. And listen, some days you're feeling great. Some days, not so much. You can feel overwhelmed. Well, what's ever keeping you up at night, it's not going to be too easy to figure out all on your own. But the truth is nobody has all the answers, okay? So no journey should be taken alone. Having someone with you to listen, to understand, and to support you can make all the difference. Y'all know how to use therapy, and I praise everything that I was able to get therapy, okay? It was such a life-changing experience for me. Well, BetterHelp is a great way to help you help you if you're overwhelmed, stuck, anxious, or unsure, or just navigating feelings that are more common than what you think. BetterHelp's therapists work according to a very strict code of conduct, and they're fully licensed in the U.S., BetterHelp does all the initial matchmaking work for you. Just fill out a short questionnaire and they identify your preferences, your needs, and they have a 12 plus year experience in industry lead matching fulfillment rate. So they usually get it right for the first time on the first time, but if you need to change, you can at no additional cost. They have over 30,000 therapists. They're the world's largest online therapy platform. They've served over 6 million people globally, and it works. They have a 4.9 out of 5 for live session based on 1.7 million client reviews. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's betterhelp.com/argue.
Argue.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
You in the mic, remember that.
I know.
Y'all, and also, right, Lala, comment down. Y'all probably might hear Castle trying to kill the person delivering the food. Excuse me. So what were you talking about?
Take it away.
You were talking about, oh, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know where these kids go from. Like, when you do something that big and lavish, you got G-Wagons and massive gowns and everything for your junior or senior prom. Yeah, what do you do from that? Where you go from there? And are these kids now set? Is that now the bar? Like, does something always have to be above that? Because if so, good luck.
Oh, I don't know if that's just the big show and nothing else matters after that. But that seems odd.
Like the prom, you mean?
Yeah, because like you don't really, other than getting to that grade, you didn't really like
earn. Yeah, you haven't done anything. You in high school.
Right.
Your life ain't even started yet.
And like, again, you haven't really had to do anything spectacular. You just had to get to that grade.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, this hard
like getting
work.
Your bachelor's or your master's or doctorate.
Yeah.
That now by then you're probably too mature to do all that, but you walk up out of somewhere with a master's or what's it called?
Bachelor's or doctorate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let Marcus get any of my kids, get any of those. It's going to be as lavish as I can possibly make it.
Oh.
Now go struggle and get you a job. But right now we're going to celebrate because that's a big accomplishment. High school ain't no big. Prom ain't big accomplishment. That's just an event that you go to in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's just me being old school.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? Is that me being old school? I'm going to wait on Patreon to tell me. Because I feel like, yeah, that's almost like homecoming. It's going to happen. You just have to already go to the school. You haven't, it's not anything to that you have to do to get there for it to be in this big, lavish, extravagant thing. And be honest, like I said earlier, I don't even think it's the I don't even think it's the kids. I honestly think it's the parents. And that's us.
I mean, I think it's a combo. But yeah.
It's a combo?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I think it's a combo.
School is hard nowadays. High school harder nowadays versus what it used to be. Y'all now got technology.
I know it. Y'all got AI.
We didn't have no internet. We had internet was so basic when we was in school. You still had to go to the library and look up books. Dewey Decimal System. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was research. You got to put together your references and all that. You had to look at stuff up. The biggest technology we had was the wireless printer. So I thought we was doing something.
I didn't have no wireless.
No, we didn't have no wireless printer.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
You lying? I'm lying.
Yeah, we didn't have no wireless nothing. We had a telephone in the house. That's about it. Cordless.
Yeah. The big ass cordless phone that got the switch on and then the switch to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Then you dial and then you have to press talk.
Yeah. Talk.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's different obstacles, but I feel like we were, and the, of course, the generation before us even had even more stuff. Yeah, the computers was big as hell. Even the TVs was big as hell. You remember TVs used to weigh 80, 90 pounds?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, if somebody rob you and take your TV, they deserve it. They
back in the day,
the gym.
If they come in your house and get halfway through the house with your TV, you should have helped them the rest of the way.
Because
that was a hard battle just to get that far.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, niece Portia, don't come up in here talking about it. School's hard nowadays.
Which Portia? What did you say, niece Portia?
That's where she at? Portia Paris.
Portia Renee? Or no?
Portia Paris. That's our little niece to be up in here.
What little niece? Who's our niece?
It's our internet niece. Where you at, Portia? Say something so Angel knows who you are.
Now, I know who you talking about. Paris Daly.
Daly. I'm sorry. Paris Daly. Porsche ain't nowhere in your name, I bet. You probably ain't got a family member named
Porsche. Porsche Paris.
That's y'all's fault for letting me do that. Paris, my bad. Yeah. And you tap back in.
I ain't got it. I gave y'all a got.
No, you got to stay here. If I feel like I got ants crawling around in my stomach, no. Chewing out the lining from the inside.
I think I got that.
How much longer we got to go before so we can deal with that?
Wait a minute. Shay said, this episode is a whole mess. Why she leaned over out of frame with just her arms shoulder?
Not for real. I even did the timeout.
I see it. Because it would not
projectors.
Be good.
I remember. Now, what's it called?
Protractors.
No, the thing where it's like a bright light and the
projector.
Magnifying. Projector, yeah. With a little transparent piece of paper.
No, I didn't know what was getting ready to happen during that BetterHelp ad, but it was all not right. I was like, mm-mm.
Both of my ads was a little iffy.
No, I don't care about what they sounded like. I'm saying.
What your body was gonna do.
Yes.
Angel ain't sleepy.
No.
Angel about to have the Hershey squirts too.
Mm-hmm. You did this to me.
I ain't do nothing to you.
And it's only because we did the booty boo.
Yeah, my stomach is over here. Something else. My skin all sensitive to the touch. I'm hot, I'm cold. Yeah, this is definitely sick and shut in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just came out of nowhere. Cause we didn't get a chance. We volunteered at our kids' school yesterday. So we was originally supposed to shoot this morning, of course. And we was going to get in there early, get it out. I was going to come home. Stomach flu, if you're just not getting there.
Or stomach virus.
Stomach virus, one of the two. So I was like, oh, we're going to get it done early because we got to get in and out because, what's it called? Gin and Juice shoots on Tuesdays. So it was like, we get in there before they shoot. Now I'll be able to come back, get my workout in. 4 a.m., rode around. My body said, shut up. You ain't doing none of that crap.
I've been fine all day.
Yeah. You have. I haven't. Okay, I'm a whole lot better than what I was earlier. I will say that.
Then I started burping.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I know.
Oh, hey, y'all, get the food. Hurry up, Neek, get in the bed.
They said shits and shut in.
Yeah, shits and shut in.
Hilarious. Okay, guys.
All right, y'all. We did it.
We tried.
Thank y'all for...
Come see us on tour.
Come see us on tour.
/ThatChickAngel.
Give me your mic.
Oh, you don't want them to hear me poo-pooing.
Nah. They don't want to hear that. Thank y'all for staying here with us. Y'all have a good one. All right, now it's just Patreon. Now I'll talk to y'all for a second.